One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, where his grandparents reminding everyone that some spirits don't rest, especially when there's family to feed and fun to be had.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hello there. Thank you very much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story to share, do that, please. You can call in at 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you want to be a premium subscriber, that's up to you. You get no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts, or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon.
How's it going?
Pretty good. I was going to fill you in a little bit.
What?
Because a couple episodes ago now, you and I were recording. This was a few days ago, like 2 days ago. And so you and I recorded, and we were having bad weather that day. So the first storm had moved through when you and I recorded, and we'd had the wind gusts of 100 miles an hour, which they now said was 102. So that was really bad, and there was some damage and everything like that. So later in the day, I guess you and I were recording. It was a little bit later in the afternoon. And I was going to go to the gym, and I'm looking at that radar, and I'm like, man, if I don't walk Benji now, this storm's going to hit. I can't go to the gym and leave Benji here by himself because he freaks out. I got to get him his medication. So I did. Took him for this walk, and as I'm walking, I'm sending you pictures. And I'm like, I think I've gone too far. I've got to get home before this storm hits. So I walk in the house. I have a feral cat in my backyard that I feed. And I'm like, I think I'll go give Jerry some food before the storm hits. I literally walk in the house, go get a scoop of cat food, walk to the back door, and that storm hit. That's all the longer it took.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, there was like 80-mile-an-hour winds, they said. So I'm looking out the back door just going, holy shit. And I look into my neighbor's yard, and she has a really tall tree. I'd say it's around two stories, maybe taller. Half of it snapped.
Oh, my God.
And it landed on top of a building she has in her backyard. So I took a video about right then. And then when I looked at the timestamp, I took two videos in a row. The second one, it is pouring so hard. And the two videos were literally 1 minute apart. Like, thank God I got home when I did. So yeah. I go to the front door and I look outside, and my neighbor across the street, she'd had a big branch down. She had, you know, she's got those two really big trees in her yard.
Yeah.
Like so much of one of the trees had broken off. It was completely crossing the road. Like nobody could drive past.
Wow.
Then my neighbor up the street, I saw his tree break in half, and it was a pretty good one.
Wow.
So then I went, once everything settled down, my friend Phil and I went driving around looking at the damage. Holy shit. There are like huge trees that have been there for 100 years that are knocked over on top of houses.
Wow.
It's like there's a one up the street where I walk across from the school. Mm-hmm. And she had one of those really old trees. It landed on a roof. It broke windows.
Wow.
All this shit. Like her house is pretty damaged. It was insane. And that wind blew. I think the reason it was worse than the 100 miles an hour is I think the 100 miles an hour wasn't sustained for very long. This was more like 80 miles an hour sustained, not a gust. It was like, holy shit. And so the video I took, it was kind of crazy because it's like my trees in my backyard are all blowing different directions even. It was very strange. So it was almost like tornadic in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know. It was crazy. And at my house, nothing. My electricity stayed on. It went off across the street for about 16 hours.
Oh, shoot.
That's They're so on a creepy. Different transformer so than me. So mine was on the whole time. I had a couple branches down, nothing I can't break up and put in my trash. So, yeah, it was crazy. And that was the second storm. Then a third storm went through about 3 hours after that one. So, yeah, it was crazy. We ended up with, in my house, 5 inches of rain.
Hmm.
So it was quite a day. So it was crazy because it just got worse than after when you and I talked.
Dude, it's just been sunny and 65 here.
Kathy, you and your beautiful Oregon weather. Yeah, because now in Kansas, it's like 95 right now.
It's just so what it is, you know? And like, I went out today and thought, oh, it's kind of chilly.
Need a jacket and a sweatshirt, both.
I've never lived like this where I've been into June, the middle
of
June.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into a ghost story. This says a couple of summers ago, my cousin Adriana, which do I like better? I'm going to go with Adriana. Asked if I could stay at her place while she and her husband, Marco, and the kids took a trip to Thailand. I'm single, work remotely, and their house has better Wi-Fi than mine, so I said yes without thinking twice. Plus, their fridge is always full of fancy cheeses and whatever IPA Marco is into that month. That makes me laugh. Their layout is important for what happened. The living room opens onto a sunken game area that's separated by one of those waist-high half walls. The only thing in that little space is a full-size pool table, some cues on a rack, and 4 huge square windows. Each window has a heavy roller blind with one of those plastic beaded cords that you pull to raise and lower it. The cords usually hang dead still unless you're giving them a tug. The first 4 nights were exactly what I hoped for, quiet. I stayed up late with the TV on, the cat snoozing next to me, no creepy noises, no weird feelings. Night 5 was when things went sideways. It was around 10:30 at night. I had the AC on, no windows open. I was half reclined on the couch trying to decide whether to start another episode of what I was watching when I felt something try to get my attention, like out of my peripheral vision. So I turned my head, looked toward the game area, and saw the cord on the first blind slowly spinning. It wasn't swaying, it was spinning. Beads were clicking softly as they made neat little circles. I stared for a solid 30 seconds at least, trying to figure out what I was looking at. Was it a draft? A cat? No, because she was stretched out on the opposite side of the room snoring. An earthquake? No. I walked over, pinched the cord to stop it, waited, and I let it go. And it started rotating again at that same lazy speed. Clockwise, smooth like a clock gear. So that was enough for me. I clamped it still, muttered a quick, okay, sure, went back to the couch. So a week later, Adriana and Marco got home. We were in the kitchen chatting while they unpacked souvenirs. Marco asked if everything went all right, and I said, yeah, except for something a little weird. And before I could explain, he said, was it the blind cord in the pool room? My insides turned. I hadn't told anyone. Adriana heard us and smiled like it was an inside joke, and she said as casually as someone commenting on the weather, that's just Nona and Nono checking in. They're grandparents. Oh, I'm going to mess up their names. I'm going to try to say it right. You can help me once I try.
Okay.
Giuseppina, maybe.
Yeah, Giuseppina.
Let's go with that, too. Okay. I'm just making up these names as I go today. And Armando, I've got that one. And they died around 10 years ago. According to Adriana, they still pop by the house, especially if the family's been away for a while. It sounded ridiculous, but it was kind of comforting at the same time. Later that evening, once the kids were in bed, Marco and I were shooting pool, and I'd gotten curious. In a whisper, I said, if that is really you, Nona and Nono, could you show us? And the cord answered by swinging side to side like a tiny pendulum. Just once, a clean arc, and then it stopped dead. Marco let out a noise that was a half laugh and half disbelief, and I suddenly felt like I was 5 years old. A month after that, I sprained my ankle running. Adriana offered to drive me to a morning appointment and then drop me off at their place while she picked up the kids from school. So there I was, leg propped up on cushions, house empty except for me and the cat. I leaned back to rest and bang, my nose filled with a smell of simmering tomato sauce. It was so real, I could almost taste oregano and garlic. I sat up straight and it vanished. I lied back down and it returned. I went through that ridiculous sit-up, lie-down routine 3 or 4 times before deciding maybe Nona was pushing Sunday lunch early and I should stay upright. When Adriana got home, I told her and she just nodded, said Nona worried whenever someone looks sick or tired. The best moment came during a big Sunday barbecue. Relatives were everywhere, sausages on the grill, kids racing around. Somebody thought it would be fun to ask for a sign. Marco stood in the game nook and politely said, Nono, if you're here, could you give us a little spin? About 20 people watched the nearest cord. Nothing happened. Just when the awkward silence was about to get painful, the cord on the other window made one slow, perfect revolution and stopped. Half the family cheered and the other half stood there in shock. Since then, I've kind of adopted a protocol. If I'm in their house and the cord starts turning, I say hello and promise I'm taking good care of myself. And it usually stops right after that. If I'm on the couch and the room fills with that rich pasta smell, I say, thank you, I'm eating fine, and the air clears. Instead of feeling haunted, the house feels more like it's being watched over. A few weeks ago, Adriana invited me for lunch, classic spread of antipasto, homemade bread, and more pasta than anyone should attempt to eat. Sounds like our brother-in-law. Between courses, I wandered into the game room nook to help Marco set up a quick round of 8-ball for the kids. There was the cord resting as usual until I picked up a cue. It gave one small swing, almost like someone giving a friendly wave. I smiled and said, ciao, Nono, under my breath, and I went back to the chaos of family food and feeling unexpectedly grounded. I like that. I still roll my eyes at half the ghost videos the internet shows me, but I can't really deny what I've seen and smelled in that house. If Nona wants to keep an eye on the blinds and make the living room smell like Sunday dinner to remind us she's still around, I am completely fine with it. Keeps me humble and keeps the family stories alive. That's from Joey. I think that's a really cool story.
Well, and I think that in its simplicity of just maybe being a cord here and there and stuff, it keeps it from ramping up to where you're super afraid of something. It's just a little thing to let you know.
And I think, because I think then once you've experienced it and you've heard the explanation from Adriana and Marco, then it's like every time it would happen, it would be like, you want to think it's them.
Right.
And nothing else is going on, really, other than the delightful smell of Italian food.
Which I think smells are very important. And, you know, I've had, mine was always like cigarette smoke. Yeah. And I just assumed that was my dad. But then again, everybody smoked back in the day, so maybe it was somebody else. But, you know, I think that I just like the idea that it was kind of a little things and things that were comforting, like the smell of pasta, of tomato sauce, and that it's a nice thing. It's not like doors slamming, you're hearing people running down into the basement and up or whatever. You know, you're not things that would maybe really scare you. These are just kind of like comfort things. Because the one thing seemed to happen the whole time that Joey was staying there. Because when they got home, they said, did anything happen? And he goes, well, yeah, there was this one, you know, one thing that was a little odd. But so it wasn't like the whole time he was creeped out or something.
You know, and it's funny because we just had an episode the other day where we talked about an Italian grandma, Nona. And I think, you know, with that, their culture, the family is so important. Mm-hmm. You know, not saying that our family is not important. It is. But, you know, and in Hispanic cultures and, you know, other cultures, I think extended family is much more important than a lot of people in the U.S.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't mean that to be insulting to anybody. It's just different. And so I could see, you know, once they've passed on, and they must have passed on around the same time because they said they'd been gone around 10 years. It just, you know, I could see that. It's hard to leave. Yeah. You still want to be around and watching over everybody and taking care of them because that's what you do.
Yeah.
So I just agree. Love that. I love that one so much.
It was a good one.
And I love the smell of the food.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was there recovering from whatever had happened. You know, he's not feeling great, you know, after being at the doctor for whatever that was.
Yeah.
And then Adriana's like, yeah, she does that all the time when people are sick. You smell it. I think that's just so fascinating.
I do too.
Well, here is a caller.
This is Krizia calling again from San Francisco. So I'm calling again with another story. So this happened when I was really, really little, maybe 2 or 3 years old. We used to play in the garage at my grandmother and grandfather's house. And so this was a day when I was the only kid in the house. So I was playing in the garage by myself. The garage was downstairs. The main part of the house was upstairs. Every time that I would leave the garage, I would get this sense of something or someone following me. And as a little kid, right before slamming the garage door closed, I would stick my tongue out and kind of taunt it like, I'm not scared of you, and then slam the door and run up the stairs really quick before whatever it was caught me. On this particular day, I was playing downstairs. The garage door was lifted up open. And so I can see out onto the driveway and part of the sidewalk and the street. You know, the view looking from inside of the garage out onto the street is kind of limited. Anyways, I'm playing downstairs and this old lady, she's walking across the freaking driveway, staring at me, and she was walking so slow. She had gray hair. It was pulled back into a bun. She was kind of hunched over. You know how, you know, when we get older, we kind of tend to shrink in size and hunch over a bit. So she was hunched over. She was wearing all black. It was either a black dress or a black skirt, ankle length. And she was just walking extremely slowly, staring at me the entire way. The entire time that she walked across the driveway, she was staring at me. And so I ran up and told my grandmother about it. And at this point, I don't have memory of this. I do have memory of that old lady. But what happened afterwards, I only know because of what my grandmother tells me. So after that, my grandmother said that I ran upstairs and I said in Spanish, la señora, you know, that lady, she's outside. And my grandmother looks outside onto the balcony and says, who are you talking about? There's nobody here. You know, later in life, my grandparents sold that house, and this is important for what comes next in the story. My grandmother and grandfather sold that house when I was about 5 or 6 years old. And so years later, you know, I was in middle school in the same town. My mother used to get home late from work. So instead of having me be home alone, she would pay my friend's parents to babysit me. One day, my friend's parents tell your mom to pick you up at this address because we're going to go have dinner with our cousins. And so I call my mom and I was like, hey mom, just to let you know, we're going to go have dinner with the family's cousins. And so I'll give you the address when I get there. And when I get there, it ends up being the house that my grandma and grandpa sold to them when I was 6 years old. It was the same house. And so, of course, I'm exploring and everything seems much smaller than I remember it. They asked me, did you ever get scared here? And I said, yes. How do you know? And they said, yeah, like something is here. It's either like an old woman or a lady. And I was like, yes, that was exactly what I saw when I was little. And so now it's 2018. I haven't done any research on that house. I don't know if somebody passed away there. I don't know why it's haunted, but, you know, there's confirmation. There was confirmation there from my friend's family that something's going on in that house. So again, thank you so much. I really enjoy listening to your podcast and the ability to call in and tell my stories and to listen to other people's stories. Thank you. Bye.
That is total confirmation, don't you think?
Well, yeah, you know, because at first I was going to say she was very, very young. And, you know, she sees a woman, and maybe there just was a woman out there. And, you know, as when we're young, it can be very scary to see somebody you don't know or an older person that seems to be kind of scary looking to you and maybe has a stern face and stuff and is just looking at you. And maybe that does seem very, very frightening. And she ran up the stairs and said to Grandma, you know, there's this old woman. Grandma says she doesn't see anybody. But you think, well, maybe the woman just went in the house next door or something, right? Okay. But this thing later, I think, confirms what she
absolutely.
Went
and then to end up going to that house that you're not expecting,
yeah, that's just weird too, isn't it?
Yeah, because you know, especially because when you're that little, you wouldn't think about an address. You know, when it happened the first time, you probably didn't even know. Like, I can remember our address from when we were a kid, but if I'm at somebody else's house, I don't remember their address.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, exactly.
Yeah.
But it's funny because, you know, at first I thought, oh, I think even though it's creepy, you know, I would say I think it's just her being very small and scared of an old person and whatnot. But the second part of the story completely blew that out of the water.
Yeah. And I think that's all the confirmation that she needs, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else do you need?
Yeah, I agree. Because that was like when I went to the house that we grew up in, and I went back there later. And, you know, I didn't say anything the whole time I was in there, because I just knocked on the door and said, hey, I used to live here. Can I see the house? You know, basically. They were like, okay. And so I went through the house, but at the very last, when I was getting ready to leave, I could tell the woman finally got up her courage and said, did anything ever happen to you here? And I said, yeah, but I'm not going to tell you.
No, I wouldn't. Did she want to know? Did she kind of push you?
She did not. And I just said, I'm just not going to tell you. And I think she understood. And the reason is because she's living there. Like if she had lived there at one time and then later or what was moving or something. But I thought, you have to go to bed tonight.
Yeah. Because that's, you know, like the guy who, when I went there the year after we moved out, that was the only time I ever went there. And the old guy who bought it was working on it. And we went over to, Brenda and I went over to look at it. And the guy says, so when you lived here, did any things happen to you that you couldn't explain? And I said, yes, sir. And he goes,
yes, sir.
Same
because we
thing
were in the
seemed
service
to happen
and we always
to me.
Said, yes, sir.
Well, because he was an older gentleman. And so anybody
we
over the age
say,
of
yes,
30,
ma'am, yes, sir.
Because you got to be respectful and it always Mr. or Miss. And
well, know, yeah.
You never called anybody's mom by their first name, ever.
No. I mean, when we got out of the Air Force and I started at school, I would come home and talk to mom and dad about what the civilians were doing that day. Like I had them all grouped. Like, yeah, the civilians like to go to lunch or whatever. You know,
the civilians had recess today where they played dodgeball, which
the
is
civilians.
One or Red Rover, one of the most brutal games a kid could ever play. Red Rover.
Oh my God, I know, but that makes me laugh because it was like the civilians. Anyway,
so that's yeah. I think that's really interesting.
It's a good story.
So if you have a ghost story and you want to share it with us, that would be awesome. Please do that. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. You could write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you want. There's no commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive, thousands and thousands of episodes there. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.